Unisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
We're going to engage in conversation with Dr. Chithira Kodisang from the DCCD, and we're talking preparing for exams before, during, and after. Remember, exam season has already started, and so Dr. Kodisang is just going to provide us with information that can help you with preparing for exams and also what to do before, during, and after exams. Dr. Kodisang?
Good afternoon to the listeners and all our students who are preparing for the exam.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kodisang, for making time to talk to us. Now, exam season has started here at UNISA, and a lot of students, some of the students are new because of they maybe just started this semester, and we also have the old students. Now, because of the pandemic as well, all exams are online. So how can students maybe deal with the anxiety leading up to exams?
Yeah, you are correct. We cannot just look at the anxiety for exams only. We always acknowledge that when you are about to do anything that is very important, like your exams is very important because it determines your future. It's also a way that other people use to measure, you know, their abilities, or it's a gate towards something for the future. But this exam for the year 2020 is a different exam because we are also writing this exam in the middle of the pandemic. It's also different. Most of us, we are used to sitting down when we are, you know, sitting down in an examination hall where you are being invigilated or you have got a lot of support. Now you have to write these exams when you are isolated on your own, so you don't even have support. You know, when we are writing exams and you have got people around you, even though you are not communicating, but you get support or you get comfort to see, hey, the other people seem to be struggling. That makes us better. We can connect, and there is a feeling that I'm not alone in this. Now we are going to write exams alone. And also that we are in the middle of the pandemic, we are also confronted with so many other challenges. Every day we are anxious and worried that, am I infected? Is my family infected? Will I finish my exam? So we have to acknowledge that. But what is it that is important during this exam? Firstly, because we are all dealing with a number of anxieties, we have to take care of ourselves in such a way that we eliminate things that could impact on us negatively. I was talking to somebody who said to me, immediately if I go shopping, when I come back, I can't concentrate because now my mind is constantly worried that did I get into contact with somebody who have got a virus, and they start experiencing even symptoms. So we had a conversation to say, can this person try and manage? Can this person try and arrange things that they don't expose to shopping or to a place where there's a lot of people? Because already we can see that this person get quite impacted by being exposed to other people. Because that's one thing that is very important. Other people are already worried about things such as, you know, will I finish the exam? Will I have network connectivity? That already makes their anxieties to flare up. So as you are preparing for exams, also think about backup. What is it that I'm going to do? Should I experience problems with my network? Is there a place that I can go that the network would be much better than this place? What is that I have experienced problem with the device? Who can I already communicate with to say, will you lend me your laptop? Will you lend me your computer if I have got problems? Because when we do that, it already takes away our anxieties and our fears. Are we still together?
Yes.
Because here is the fundamental principle. Human beings function much better when there is structure, when there is certainty, when there is control. So when we feel anxious before, during exams, it's because we are feeling that I'm not in control, I'm not certain what's going to happen, and that makes us to be worried.
And I was about to ask that, doctor, that what does one need to, how would you advise that one deals with their emotions during the exam? Because maybe an exam paper, when you're trying to save it or trying to submit, can disappear. You don't have the certainty if you really did, you know, submit. And so how would you advise that one deals with panicking, with all those emotions and worry that can happen during an exam so that they don't affect your delivery?
Yes. So that question is also linked to before. So I would want to share with you, I have been in the office also during the previous exams, and a lot of people will call, not because of the exams they are going to write, they will call and say, no, I had it on Monday, the system crashed, so I'm very worried that also it will happen with my exams. So I always say to people, you know what? In this process, one of the things, there are things you can control, there are things we cannot control. But also, with this upcoming exam, I suppose, Dineo, you will also agree with me, the university is also better prepared. We have got more support. Some of the lecturers are already communicating. If you experience problem, inform me. So, also, this is what is important. So, if you are writing an exam and you are encountering a problem, you also need to remember. So it's important to keep the contact details of your lecturers at hand, whether it's the email or telephone number, so that you can immediately communicate to say, this is where I am, this is what I'm experiencing. Because already you are acknowledging I'm not in control of that, but you give it to people who have got control. Because I see some students will panic the whole day, not informing the lecturers or the university, and only to find that the university was away. Because when you communicate with your lecturer will say, don't worry, all students are complaining about the same issue. We will come back to you to inform you what we are going to do.
And doctor, is it healthy for one's mental health and maybe physical health as well to cross night in trying to prepare for an exam?
Okay, so we it's not about cross nighting. It's also about resting. So what is very important for us human beings, especially our brain, if we don't rest properly, then you are experiencing challenges. Remember, I said earlier on, we function very well when we are in control.
Yes.
So if you are tired, for any person, for example, if I'm leaving the office and I'm very tired, so my concentration is impaired, and then I'm about to get involved in an accident, I might not respond very well, like when I'm driving in the morning and I'm very fresh. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, doctor.
So what is important is that even though you are writing these exams from home, and some people say it's open book, I will do much better, I don't even need to worry. It's important that you are prepared. It's important that you have well rested. It's important that you have familiarized yourself with all the rules that are expected on how you need to conduct yourself during this exam. What is expected of you, and how do you need to communicate the challenges that you experience during this exam?
Okay. And just lastly, doctor, what tips would you give for reflecting after the exam and also creating a studying schedule for the next exam?
Yeah. It's very important that we don't carry over the anxieties and the experiences of the previous exam to the following exams in a negative way. So it's very important that as we finish the exams of a particular day, we sort of detox, for a lack of a better term. What does detox mean in this context? You sit down to say, what is it that I have learned from this exam? Even when you felt, yo, this exam was tough, but what have I learned about this? What do I appreciate from this exam? How did this exam give me an opportunity to prepare differently for the upcoming exam? So, you know, with regard to my preparation, my emotional state, did I rest well? Did I exercise well before the exam so that I can be relaxed? Was I eating properly? Did I ensure that my laptop is well charged? I've got data, I've got electricity at home. Did I really understood what the lecturers wanted? Because, for example, there are exams that will require you to fill a declaration form. Only that you don't complete that because you are not aware. So, you know, you can learn when you have missed the declaration, and when you finish exams, you hear other students to say, yo, that declaration form, I couldn't download. And you think, what are they talking about? You realize I didn't really take time to understand what is expected of me. So it's important to think about, what can I learn? What can I do differently? What am I taking from this exam that I will apply in the future exam? It's not important to start beating yourself up before you even receive the results. You can't mark your own script. Even when you have done very well, take time to reflect, because sometimes you will think that you have done very well only when you reflect to say, but I was not taking time to answer the question. I was too excited to feel that I know everything. But also then you can learn. Even if I know everything, it's important for me to just relax.
Dr. Kodisan, thank you very much for your time. A lot of the students have been sending us messages on Facebook and Twitter asking for the slot to come back. So I really do appreciate you making time to talk to us here on UNISA Radio.
Thank you so much. We will continue to have this conversation during the exams, and also to support our students. We must remember that all the resources also on how to cope with anxiety, how to prepare for exams, and even to prepare for exams during this COVID times, we have got resources on our website that students can go and download. Students can also send us emails so that we can support them as they are approaching this exam.
All right. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, and that was Dr. Chifiwa Kodisang from DCCD, and that is the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development here at UNISA, and she was just talking exams before, during, and after. So she was just giving out tips and information as to how can one prepare for exams and what are the tools that are going to help you get through this exam season. You're still tuned into UNISA Radio, the African voice, where it's all about you.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. UNISA Radio.